Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday, November the 20th. I always say November so fast. November. It's the Burrs. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. It's hump day.
I believe we have guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. Good morning.
Oz here, Denise. Quick shout out to my Marquette Golden Eagles for the big win last night. Number 6 Purdue, they took them down.
Hey.
Golden Eagles.
And good morning, Ricky.
And good I just morning. Did Telly a favor. I killed that gnat, Telly. I got him. It's a gnat in the studio flying.
Just, woo-hoo!
Man.
Well, we always appreciate some good
big,
sources.
Big wins over here. He was really annoying us in here, Denise. I mean, you can imagine how gnats are.
I understand. Well, this morning we've got an exciting show for you as we approach and continue to get closer to Thanksgiving. A lot of us that are listening, and thank you, by the way, for tuning in and getting your day started off here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We understand that a lot of us are getting ready to either host Thanksgiving or even travel for Thanksgiving. And so we're going to give you some updates regarding travel conditions, what to anticipate. I mean, Truth Nation, it's basically the same thing. And the TSA and the Department of Transportation and AAA, they say this every year. This is the biggest year for travel every year. So we're going to get into that. And then also, y'all might want to start checking your coat pockets. Like, for real, for real. The creases in the couch. Because we're going to talk about a 68-year young brother who found a lottery ticket, but there is a caveat to the lottery ticket that he found. In the most recent updates of the president-elect Trump nominations, there are more nominations, including former Harpo Channel or Harpo Productions host Dr. Oz has been officially nominated. So we're going to get into that in terms of what has Dr. Oz been nominated for, because it appears as though people who are not doctors are getting appointed, or excuse me, getting nominated to serve in health capacity industries. Let's see what Dr. Oz is in charge of. Probably Department of Defense.
Hood.
Yeah, they put Dr. Oz in charge of Department of Defense or maybe Homeland Security. Who knows? We're going to definitely tell you what that is when we come back from our first break. Also, we have another update in the most recent episode of the Diddy trial. Diddy, a.k.a. Love, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Puffy, all that.
Mm-mm-mm.
We haven't talked about Diddy in a while.
Yeah, no, we haven't. We haven't. And there's been a lot going on, apparently, even behind bars, in terms of him doing different things, staging different things, and But what's funny is they acted like he's the first person to do some of these things. They're like, oh, yeah, he is asking family members to connect him on three-way with people that are not on his list. You think that's the first time somebody had done that?
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, so, but regardless, it doesn't seem like he's been a model citizen, of course, but we will definitely get into that.
For sure. And also, a school district here in the state of Wisconsin adopts a new rule for transgender students. And so we're going to get into that as well. But in the meantime, so Tony, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Are you hosting? Are you going to be dropping by a different relative's house? What's the dilly?
No, I'm we usually travel. We're traveling early this year, so we'll be back for Thanksgiving. So I'm actually be in town. We're just going to my sister's, which we typically do. Nothing big. Everybody's meeting over there. It's back to a normal Thanksgiving because it hasn't been normal in a few years. No, my sisters aren't working. They usually work because they're nurses. So, you know, the nurses got those holiday schedules sometime. So everybody's off this year. So, and I'll be around. So everybody should be in the house.
When's the last time that happened?
I don't know. It's been a couple of years. There's always somebody missing. Mm. But now we got the full boat.
Yeah. So this year is going to be the entire family. Nobody's working. Everybody's going to be able to fellowship, convene, eat.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's going to be good.
That is good.
Yeah, me and Darren and Ernie, we're gassing up the rental car. Mm. We're driving to Evil.
Gas up the Pacer.
Evil, Indiana.
Gassing
up the Pacer. You know, yeah. Ernie.
Wait, did you say Tony, Evansville?
Yeah, that's where I'm born. Born and raised.
You said Evil, yeah.
Home of the Purple Aces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to play the Purple Aces.
Who was we? Marquette?
Yeah, when I was playing, we played down in Evansville a couple times.
Yeah, it's a private school as well, so that makes sense. I mean, every time I tell someone I'm from Evansville, the first thing they say is, "Oh, you're from the city where they wear sleeves on their jerseys." I'm like,
"Yeah, I was just gonna say, I remember they had the sleeve jerseys."
That's I remember them. Yeah. I was just about to say that they were like, the only school that used to do that.
Purple Aces.
Yeah,
whatever it takes to be outstanding. We'll take it. We'll take it in Evil.
We did smack them.
Interesting
so
fact,
know.
Tony. Did you know? I'm pretty sure Telly knows. Did you know that Evansville, Indiana, elected their first black and woman mayor?
Really?
This year?
I'm gonna say like I mean when I first went to LA when I got drafted. Remember people and I'd say I'm from Milwaukee. They'd be like, they got black people in Milwaukee? That's what everybody would say. So they got black people in Evansville?
Well, you're looking at one. Yes. We have Negroes in Evansville, Indiana.
Southern Indiana.
There are black people.
Never would have known.
I am proud to report that again. Well, she was actually elected last year. She was inaugurated this January. She's about to complete her first year as the first black and female elected mayor. Evansville, Indiana, Stephanie Terry.
Nice.
It was a pretty proud moment because I definitely did not think in my lifetime I would witness either a black or a female mayor being elected. So, yeah, fun fact about Evansville. I'm looking forward to going next week. And Ernie, you missed it, Tony. We were talking about Ernie yesterday, my grand dog. He's on a diet, so I feel for him.
Why?
Because he's overweight. What you mean?
How's a dog overweight? Is there such a thing? A dog's overweight?
Oh, yeah.
It's a dog.
Serious?
When you give them 3 to 5 treats a day, they can get overweight.
A treat? Is it that bad?
Wait a minute. You've never heard of a dog?
I'm struggling to see like a dog overweight. I mean, I don't know.
Really?
I guess I don't know.
So, Tony, hold on. So you're telling me in your entire life, you've never seen a dog and been like, ooh, that dog is chunky.
I have seen a chunky dog, but I didn't know that there were standards that the dogs had to live up to.
Well, they have the same organs that we do.
I get it.
They have a heart. Yeah, they have a liver.
They're still a little different, though.
Note to Denise. Tony Smith can never babysit Ernie. In other news.
Yeah, don't put me on that list. He'll be real overweight. Come back, he'll be laying up on the couch.
You just open up the cabinet to be like, hey, just whatever you want, man.
go crazy, Ernie. Go crazy.
I'm just no limits. I ain't gonna be here, so I'm just open the snack drawer. You just take it at your leisure.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, whatever you want,
bro. No to Denise, you will not be babysitting. But no, Ernie is an English bulldog. He's a rescue dog. He's about
He's just big boned it. That's all. He's a bulldog. He's a bulldog. Come on. Yeah, he already born thinking.
Sounds like something I said yesterday.
Right.
So dogs can't be overweight, but they can be big boned. Right. Okay. All right.
It's like, what's up, boy said? He's Samoan. He's just big boned.
He's
like that.
Just Samoan.
Well, in all seriousness, he's overweight by 12 pounds. He did the weigh in like Tyson, coming in at the heavyweight level. Ernie weighs 74 pounds. Telly said that's a third grader. I was like,
that is.
Hey, those dogs are thick though. Hey, he's 12 over and he's 70. That's a good percentage over.
Let me tell you how you know your dog.
Yeah.
It loves to eat. I will walk in and I will say, Ernie, it's Granny, and he's just laying there because English bulldogs sleep 16 hours out of the 24-hour days. I will come in there, y'all, and I'll be like, Ernie, it's Granny. And he'll raise his head, and he'll look at me, and he'll go right back to sleep. Now, if I come in there and I say, hey, Ernie, it's Granny, he looks up, puts his head down, and then he hears a certain noise like a package being opened. Oh, he's it's a miracle.
You got all kinds of
energy.
He's running
around.
Jumping up. What?
Jumping up. So yes, Ernie needs to lose 12 pounds. And so I just ask for y'all to keep Ernie in your prayers. Because I don't know. Ernie doesn't
exercise.
Ernie
ain't trying to lose no weight. Ernie's like, man, bring no snacks on. Quit playing around. Don't play with me.
And my mom loves him. And so when she's cooking for Thanksgiving, she's going to accidentally on purpose let little dripples of, you know, dressing and turkey fall on the kitchen floor.
Yeah, then he eating all that ham, and then he walking around farting later on. Y'all gonna be like, oh, man.
Man. No, there's farts, and then there's Ernie's weapons of mass destruction. That's what Ernie delivers. All right, y'all. We're gonna take our first break. We come back. Our truth, talk, and text line is 833-212-1017. We're going to get into all of these hot topics. And remember, today is Wednesday. We got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. And we also have today, it's been a minute. Because, you know, with the election, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were engaged with y'all and listening to what you had to say. Today, we're going to bring back truth swiping. So you definitely want to stay locked in for the next 2 hours. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. Go to YouTube right now and stream and watch Tony, Telly, and I live. And definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, I'm going to hope, Tony and Telly, one day this happens to me. A 68-year-old man who had been buying lottery tickets since the 1960s finds a $24 million lottery ticket in what was to be described as an old shirt. And just 2 days before the ticket expired, he chose to have it paid out over 26 years. Can you imagine?
What?
Seriously, can you imagine that?
I couldn't imagine it, but I couldn't imagine more by him saying, I want you to pay me out over the next 26 years. And I waited 28.
And I'm already 68.
And I'm already 68.
Bad move.
Now, in 2017, the man's name is Jimmy Smith. Tony, you better do some research.
Hey, cuz, what's up?
Right.
Let me hold.
Matter of fact, you're right,
Tony.
Let
me hold a couple mil.
I was going to say, don't even worry about the research. Just be like, hey, cuz.
Right.
Now, you know we're related. My dad's
last
name is
Jim. I'm just saying.
Your name is Jimmy. Come on. This is obvious, bro.
You got to be like, cousin Jimmy. Jimmy. Remember me? T. Smith. Marquette University.
You don't remember you hit me up for them tickets? a long time ago.
So his name is Jimmy Smith. And he is a 68-year-old retired security guard from New Jersey. And he discovered a $24.1 million winning ticket in the pocket of an old shirt. Now, Smith has been purchasing lottery tickets since the 1960s and often delayed checking them. So he was prompted by a news report from a ticket that he bought in 2017. He was prompted by a news report about an unclaimed prize. He searched through his old tickets and found the winner.
Man,
now, Mr.
Ridiculous.
Smith has chosen to receive the payout for over 26 years. He's 68, y'all.
That's what, did he forget he was 68?
He's confident.
Let me get that last payment when I'm 94.
He's optimistic.
Negro, please.
Thank you. He going to be 93 years old and got my last payment. Are you going to be kicking it? Come on, man.
Right. That was a terrible move.
You can see up.
He probably saw, down. If you take the lump sum, how much taxes are getting taken out. And it was like, no, they're not taking
so
all that.
So what?
Listen, I understand. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just telling you.
Now,
that probably
to Tony's
was
point,
a sticker shock he saw. He was like, whoa.
To Tony's point, Telly, opting for the annuity, whereas, you know, he chose to get the payments over 26 years, he's basically going to receive the full advertised amount. Whereas if he took the lump sum, we all know our best friend, Uncle Sam, would have hit him hard. That 60,
Uncle Sam
excuse
is
me, that 24 million would have probably turned into what?
12.
What are we looking at?
They're probably like 12. They'll take 10. Half.
Yeah, I was gonna say between 11 and 12 million.
Yeah.
I take that.
Yeah, he's sticking.
I take that right now.
but the 11, 12 is gonna be, it's gonna be worth more to you right now, because you can start making it work for you. That's the thing. Like he's getting that annuity payment. Yeah, but he's gonna be too old. He's gonna be doing nothing.
Can y'all imagine that conversation next week at the Thanksgiving dinner? You did what? Did you look in the mirror today?
Like, what
do you know how old? We just celebrated your 68th birthday.
Like, look, what you need to be doing is calling them folks down there to see if you can change your mind.
Right. He's going to be spending that money faster than he can get it.
Right. Like, he's still going to be living check to check.
Right. You can't buy this
okay,
house.
So here's what we're going to do. Ladies, this is my financial literacy public service announcement. His name is Jimmy Smith. He lives somewhere in New Jersey. He's 68 years old and got 26 more years to get a payout of a $24 million win.
Y'all better go be nice.
Go be great.
And be young.
Go be great. That's all I'm saying. Go be great.
Go be young and great.
You got to suck it up for 26 years.
Well, who's to say he's going to last good, that long?
Look, I know some good life insurance agents.
That's if you got enough money to take one out.
Hey, baby, how are you? I'm good. You sure are.
Man, why are we spending all
You're
this money
good
on
too, Jimmy?
Why are we spending all this money out? On a life insurance policy, honey?
Look at Telly.
Oh, we need that $20 million life insurance.
I don't know why y'all keep talking about these financial literacy sessions. That is financial literacy right there.
Right
a 68-year-old man.
Like,
you know what? Let me quit playing
this
games.
This is sound
a
financial advice.
A 70-year-old man.
Hey, 70-year-old man. Don't we round up all the time?
Look, when you're a black man in America, he's probably got a good 8 more years.
Oh, wow. <He's eight. laughs>
So go ahead, y'all. Sisters, 68-year-old man.
Why would you?
In New Jersey.
If you're in the New Jersey vicinity, make your way over. Just try to hang
y'all
around.
Y'all see who got elected. Y'all see who's in charge. Y'all better go to New Jersey, ladies.
Hey, make sure you dress nice, too.
Ooh.
I mean, but the thing is, you won't even know he's a millionaire.
Huh?
And so you won't even know he's a millionaire. He ain't got no money yet.
No.
He didn't get the money yet?
No, nah, I don't think they do it instantly like that to start your papers.
He got a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's going to have to.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So you thought he just got that yesterday when he found it?
So wait a minute. Walk me through this. So if I win the lottery and we do the press conference, they take my picture like they took this picture of Jimmy Smith. Oh, yeah, ladies, too. You could go to Instagram, his picture, just in case you need some further assistance. They got his whole picture plastered on Instagram. And again, his name is Jimmy Smith.
Right now.
So you're telling me that if I win the lottery, how long is it approximately going to take before I actually see the money in my bank account?
It depends on how soon he can come up with the paperwork and what all he needs. Because he's going to have to sign a lot of stuff. That's just what it is. You have to sign a lot of stuff. They're going to go through a whole big old thing to try to make sure like he is who he is and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Because they're paying. They're going to be paying him over time. So, you know, well, we don't know. Does he have even a bank account set up? Like, what's his deal? We don't even know what
his
deal is.
Ladies, he needs some help. Yeah. Ladies, he needs some help with his
paperwork.
He needs
an assistant.
What's his name? Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Smith is all of a sudden the sexiest man in 2024. Time Magazine. No,
okay.
Hey, his Facebook friend request just went off the charts.
Oh, my God.
What? Dude, Jimmy Smith is crushing the game right now on Instagram. Let me tell you right now.
This dude is Jimmy
WISN.
Smith. And like, why have all these invites I got? Like,
look, TMJ4, WISN, CBS58, they're all going to be reporting this. There's been a groundbreaking increase. People are flying out of Milwaukee to New Jersey. We don't know what. And they seem to be all women with a little sprinkle of men.
Right.
That's right.
You say sprinkle of men.
I'm inclusive.
I'm like, right.
I don't judge. Like, I know there's going to be some men.
They were like, don't leave us out. Like,
huh?
Somebody just purchased Diddy's baby oil stash.
The microphone.
There's a mysterious purchase of Diddy's baby oil stash.
Oh, God.
What'd you say? Look, I'm an inclusive leader, okay? Everybody deserves the love. There's no judgment here. I'm going to tell you right now.
I wasn't ready for that.
All the local news affiliates are going to be reporting a surge in flight tickets to New Jersey out of Milwaukee General Mitchell Airport. Watch. Matter of fact, what am I doing this weekend?
Hey,
this is a sick Negro.
Hey,
no, I ain't. It's called being a smart Negro. That's your problem now, Ricky.
Stacey.
Playing checkers. I'm over here playing chess.
Stacey hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, why they reveal his name? 3/4 of that money gone now.
No, they have
family member held for ransom. Cousins he knows coming. Then none cousins. Hey,
That's part of
the thing, though. You got to sign that. They get to announce it and do the press conference. They get to release your name.
But you could say you want to remain anonymous.
You can, but only for a while, though. You can't. Indefinitely.
Really?
Nope. They're gonna. There's a thing on there that says it. Like, you can hang out for a while.
All that stuff is probably in that
it's in the fine print.
Yeah, on the back of your lottery ticket.
Well, look, anyway, while Tony and Telly are over there trying to decide whether or not, look, ladies, his name again is Jimmy Smith.
We won't be on the plane.
Run,
we
Jimmy.
Wouldn't be the sprinkle, DT, so
run,
it's good.
Jimmy.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and talk about what if it was a
Jimmy.
Fifth and we don't. Ladies.
Use that first check, Jimmy, to get out of town immediately.
With a little sprinkle of all the men. I don't judge. Love who you want to love. But I'm just saying, his name is Jimmy Smith. He's in New Jersey. His picture is public.
And
he
love
just
who you
won
want to love.
$24 million.
I suggest you love Jimmy Smith.
Mm-mm.
If I were y'all, I'd be going out here getting shirts made. I love Jimmy Smith.
and Jimmy.
Why do you say, oh, Jimmy, like you know him? Oh, Jimmy.
I mean, because first off, you play the lottery that much where you just don't even check them.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, who keeps a shirt for that long?
He didn't wash it?
Look, him and Elijah, my dad. Girl, I got shirts older than you.
Yeah.
I know, Dad. I know. You wore it the other day, and I disowned you.
I've never been.
Wait, it's never been washed, though?
Come on, Tony.
Yes, they wash their shirts. They just keep. They don't shop.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but if he washes that shirt with the ticket in it, the ticket's done.
Well, apparently he didn't wash that shirt.
Yeah, he didn't wash that shirt for a minute.
Yeah, I was gonna say, apparently he did not wash that shirt.
No.
And I'm so glad that he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, me
too.
Hold
on one second, y'all.
Me too.
Hey, Siri, can you find me a ticket for one way?
What's the airport?
Newark.
Oh, we mean unlock my iPhone first. Okay. What?
Turn on location services for that.
Okay.
Turn on your location
services. Okay, you're talking too much, Siri. Thank you. So what's the airport in New Jersey I need to fly into?
Newark.
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 Siri, y'all pardon me for a second. Carry on.
Siri, can you purchase a...
I'll allow it.
Better tell Siri to find Jimmy Smith.
That right.
Give me all the Jimmy Smiths
in
Newark.
You talking too much. See, y'all running your mouth. Don't worry about that. When I land, trust me, I have a plan in place.
Hey, quick question for both of you all. Are you the type of people that leave stuff in your pockets?
Yes, I
do all the time.
See, I am not. Like, I know people, and Tony, you one of them, but Tony would be like, oh, I found
$100. Oh, yeah, I got
like, see,
money
me,
all in my pockets.
Like, no, I keep all my $100. Like, I don't ever find money or... Ricky, what about you? Do you ever find stuff in your pockets or...
Actually, I do, because when I DJ, I get paid in cash, so sometimes...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't get... Oh, sometimes
Lord.
I don't
Ricky,
make
stop
it to
talking.
The ATM,
the feds are always
so
listening.
I'll find $100.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Ricky, don't talk about that, buddy.
Don't worry.
Trump
and taxes.
Oh, you do, huh? Oh, you get paid in cash? Word?
Hey, Trump,
come
go,
on, Ricky.
Trump go hit Trump, you DJs with some tariffs. Like,
Trump,
go, hey.
Trump said no tax on tips. Don't worry, Ricky. You're safe.
Huh? DJ Ricky gonna be on the ones and twos, and two tall white men in black suits walk in. We heard, we love your show, Ricky. Matter of fact,
great set.
Accusations.
Say accusations.
Hey, I'm saying great set with their hand out. Great set.
Great yeah. set.
Pay up, pal.
Ricky was like, well, you know, I get paid in cash. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no paper trail, but I get.
Not
there's
every
a, there's a mouth trail. Oh, now you're trying to backpedal.
Too late.
So, yeah. No, please, Ricky. Please backpedal and correct it. Go ahead. Say what you're
like,
going to say.
Like, man, they pay me in Bitcoin, man. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
What I meant was, like, I go to the cash place and then I cash it in there.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
When I say cash, that's just a slang term. We don't mean like actual
right.
money, cash.
Black people, when we say cash, we mean check.
Right.
All right, y'all. You're listening to the Best Morning Show. Y'all got my stomach hurting already. August is dying, Telly. She said tariffs on a DJ set? I'm weak. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Listen, if you win the lottery, are you moving to a different country? Or are you going to stay here in Milwaukee and share? Because I'm telling you right now, that's one of the most important decisions I would have to make if I won the lottery. We're going to check in with Tony Smith, our guest co-host. Obviously, Telly and DJ Ricky, if and when you win the lottery, are you packing up and moving, changing your identity? Are you going to stay here in Milwaukee and help your family out? Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, thank you. We want to give out a special thank you to Associated Bank for being a founding partner of the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black-owned businesses. Be sure to tune in to Jammin' with Juice on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday as they interview Black entrepreneurs and encourage you to buy local on Small Business Saturday. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help Member FDIC. Buy Black on Small Business Saturday. As we welcome you back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, Tony Smith, guest co-host in the building, as he is every Wednesday. Let's head to our Truth Talk and text line. Ezekiel, good morning. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. So I know you guys were just joking about the lottery ticket, but I looked at it from a financial perspective, and I don't know the answer to this. But was he playing the long game by getting those payments put into a trust for his kids, you know, when he passed away, so they don't get that tax burden hit across them? And maybe he's already financially set because he's buying all those tickets over the years.
Man, bump them kids. Ladies, hurry up and get the Jimmy before I do.
And on top of that, Ezekiel, if he was already financially set, he wouldn't look for that lottery ticket 7 years later, man.
Look at Ezekiel trying to be all responsible.
We all greedy.
We all greedy.
Look at Ezekiel trying to be all responsible, trying to be a good brother. Man, get off our line.
We're trying to live, Ezekiel. Come on, man.
Ezekiel,
he's 68. He's talking about long game. And I don't know how long you got at 68. Let's be real.
Does Jimmy sound like he set up a trust fund? Come on. He didn't wash his shirt in like how many years?
Yeah.
You talking about a trust fund.
Come on, man.
Ezekiel, he trying to be all responsible and educated, man.
You try.
You know what? I strongly recommend. What's the station? There's NPR.
Hey, as soon as he passed away, those checks going to stop. They ain't coming to no trust fund, bro. They done.
Hey, Ezekiel.
There's Bloomberg.
You just got your taste of Black Talk Radio.
I mean, I know you guys were joking and everything, but if I were Jimmy, I'd put that. Man, look, bump them kids. Ladies,
look,
go to New Jersey and handle your business.
68 and long game. The two don't go.
We just playing Ezekiel. Did we lose Ezekiel?
And when you find Jimmy,
I ain't calling them fools no more.
Make sure he ain't spending all the money.
Mr. Hope, give us some hope, man. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment. Y'all could respond offline when I hang up. At 68, he playing a long game. That ain't going to work, because if he died, don't nobody get that money.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're right.
There you go. Now we're cooking with peanut oil.
And it's 68. He thought 58. No, 68.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing us back to reality, Mr. Holmes.
Ain't no long game when you're 68. There's only short game.
Look, did you see who won the general election? We Black. Get your money, Jimmy, right now. Get it all.
You don't know what's about to happen. Hey, this fool is about to tear down the Department of Education. He may tear down all the lotteries around the country. You don't know what you're about to do.
No more lotteries. These people are getting rich.
Wrong, Telly, why we do Ezekiel so wrong? He really was trying to educate us. And we was like, just like some typical Black people. Man, bump them kids.
Trust fund.
What'd you say, Telly? Trust fund.
What's that?
Who are you, Brad?
who set that up? Who set that up?
Like, no. You got to get it out the mud like I did. You know what you mean?
Tony, why did Tilly say trust fund?
Man, you
We just playing, y'all. Let's come on now, Telly. We got to be professional.
No, that is my professional answer. At 68, ain't no long game. And right, I said ain't no, double negative.
Oh, my gosh. Tony, please help Telly and I. Bring us back to professionalism.
I absolutely cannot right now.
Ezekiel, call back. 833. Ezekiel then went on to NPR, okay? He's calling into Bloomberg. But yes, before break, we were talking about a 68-year-old man who has been purchasing lottery tickets since the 60s. So in 2017, he purchased a $24.1 million winning lottery ticket and found it just recently in the pocket of an old shirt 2 days prior to the winning expiring.
Man.
He has chosen, to Telly's point, he has chosen
he probably
to
spent
take
that
the
much
long
money.
Game. Yeah. He's opted for an annuity. And Tony says he understands the annuity option. Telly clearly is team, give me my money all at once right now.
I don't understand it.
I understand his flawed thinking. But, it was
I don't
flawed,
understand anything.
But I understand it.
Yeah, that is speaking straight
what you
Chinese.
Mean long game? You 70 years old. Yeah. What you mean long game?
Ain't the only thing you do long now is take naps. Long naps.
That's got to tell you something about Jimmy right there. He saw the tax hit and he was like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's like, Jimmy, but you don't get that money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what, DT? We did come hard on Ezekiel. Ezekiel called back. Ezekiel.
Good.
Bad, man.
That was Telly. I mean, but that was Telly,
yeah,
Ezekiel.
I take responsibility, but I'm just speaking on me. I'm still not long and 68 years old, still don't go in the same sentence with me. But Ezekiel, you know what? You called back. Is that he's still there? Okay. What do you got for us, Ezekiel?
I heard DT say call back. So here's my thought process on a couple of things.
Okay.
Every state has their own rules regarding lottery tickets. Because I think in Wisconsin, you only have, 6 months or a year to cash in a lottery ticket? So I don't know how you have 28 years in New Jersey. So they might have special circumstances.
Hey. Ezekiel, he has been playing the lottery for 28 years. This ticket he purchased was in 2017, so that was 7 years
okay,
ago.
That's still, yeah, okay, yeah. We're still 7 years out. Mm. That's 7 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's typically most states, I think, it allows 1 year for you to cash a lottery ticket, and then it expires. So that's one thing. So I don't know if New Jersey has some unique rules that go along with that. And within that, if there's special rules, maybe those payments continue after death. Now, I agree, bump those kids, get my money. But, you know, as a black man, you know, we got to think about longevity, too, for our youth. Generational wealth, so, hey.
Hey, thank you.
We don't even know if he has kids anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And then on top of that, I think that's a term that we use more often and don't even know how to get to generational wealth. I mean, because it sounds good, but how do you do that? And Tony, you brought up a great point during the break. And if you get the money now, you can start to use it now, invest it now, and then create that generational wealth, not playing the long game starting at 68 years old.
Yeah, that's when you get that big lump sum, then you put it in a trust.
Yeah.
And then
Either or.
Yeah, you
can. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Yes, you have to know the rules. And Ezekiel, thank you for calling back, and that's a great point. You have to know the rules per the state that you won the lottery in. So, if you are playing the lottery, make sure you understand the rules of engagement because you very well may win. Ron from the South Side. Good morning. Thank you for your patience. You were live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Okay. I'm joking, but you talk about people taking you talk about people taking flights. Don't forget about Sherman Park Al.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
I know he probably like, I am appalled. And what's the question you got for me? Gotta go.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of families who are building generational wealth, Quincy Jones, who we lost on November the 4th at the age of 91, and obviously the world is still grieving. I'm still in my Instagram feeds, Telly and Tony. I don't know about y'all, but maybe because I talk about Quincy Jones a lot, but the algorithms, like I keep seeing even, 14 days later, 15 days later, tributes to Quincy Jones. And so this definitely was a huge loss. And it happened, he passed away, according to his family, the day before Election Day. And so I'm pretty confident that there's going to be some entity, some broadcast at a very large scale that is going to pay formal tribute to Quincy Jones and his legacy. In the meantime, speaking of generational wealth, Quincy Jones leaves $100 million to his seven children. So, again, I'm Evansville, Indiana Public School, but that's about $80 million apiece. Now, that's generational wealth.
I ain't even break it down that far. I was just like, man.
Somebody got a whole lot of money.
Somebody, that's what I said. I saw 500 and I saw seven.
Wisconsin lottery tickets expire 180 days after the official draw.
180. Yeah. Well, we're not in New Jersey. But 500 million, seven kids. That's a. I mean, you talking about being set up, though.
Oh, what?
Like, that like, is, that is
I'm
set
out.
Up. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm doing what I want to do. When we come back from break, we're going to get more into this because we're talking about, look, apparently black folks, we might need to go play the lottery because we're winning. We're winning lottery tickets. Quincy Jones just left his seven children a $5 million fortune. So if your last name is either Smith or Jones, cousin.
You win it.
Cousin. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, fool, you know how we do it.
We've been talking about lottery ticket wins. A 68-year-old brother named Jimmy Smith out in New Jersey just claimed 2 days before the expiration of the ticket, claimed his winnings for a $24.1 million winning ticket that he purchased in 2017.
Mm-mm.
He chose the annuity. So he's going to get paid whatever that amount is for the next 26 years at the age of 68. One of our valued listeners, Ezekiel, called in and responded with, hey, that's smart. You got to build generational wealth. You got to play long game. To me, this is long game, Telly and Tony. Quincy Jones just left his seven children at the age of 91, about $80 million apiece. Now, that's long game. You're 91. And you've built that wealth over the trajectory of your legendary, exceptional career. A 68-year-old security guard? Get that money all at once and then talk to people who you trust that can help you, give you what you need for the duration of your life, and then you could talk about distribution to the masses.
That's what I say.
Yeah. If I were 68, I'd be like, give me all that money now. I don't know how much long I have.
Yeah. And that's real. Now, that is facing your real reality as opposed to, man, you never know. No. It's just, yeah, get you.
Well, the problem is he's going to need sound advice on just not spending the money. Like, you're trying to build it. You got to make the money work for you. So it's just spending it ain't going to do anything for anybody behind you.
Now, the caller says, Tony, on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, lottery payments stop when you die. There is no long game.
That's what I said before.
Is that true?
I believe so. Yeah, it's the person.
Oh yeah, Gene just said the same thing. Gene just sent lottery annuities end with death. It's not a smart move to take an annuity at 68 years old. There you go, Telly.
Yeah, that's what I said a while ago.
It's not even rocket science. If you're 68 years old and you're taking an annuity, come on now. That's
first off, if they ask me about annuity, I'd be like, I don't even know what that means. I'm not familiar with that word.
I'm well versed on cash, though.
Right.
I totally understand. Like, cash.
Is that the same thing as anonymous?
Is that like Benjamin's?
First off, I'm unfamiliar with annuity, and secondly, it's not even a thought. I'm sorry, it's not even a thought for me.
Well, even at 48, I'm 20 years junior of 68. I'm taking all the money at once. Because again, no. Life is not promised.
At all.
And there's so much, to Tony's point, you can turn that, what is it? He'll get about $11 million, $12 million. You can turn that $12 million. So the winnings were $24.1 million. After taxes, he's probably going to get about 12.
Yeah.
$12 million? You can turn that $12 million into $24 million just from investments.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another thing Tony said, you could put yourself on annuity and you could just, make yourself get, $100,000 a month. I'm sure you could live off that. or however you want to do
Jersey.
It.
Let me help get to Jersey and marry Jimmy so I can be his financial consultant.
Yeah, you're going to be everything to him. Because clearly he needs some guidance.
Yes.
And for $12 million, I have no problem being everything that Jimmy needs. Do you hear what I'm saying? Everything that Jimmy needs. $12 million. And by the time I get done with the prenup, I'm getting 10. Because I was everything to Jimmy. Okay.
In the 72 days we were together, they were the most. They were the best 72 days of his life.
You see all them old shirts that he was wearing. See them old shirts is gone now.
Like, see,
look how good Jimmy looks. Beyonce would have nothing on me.
Everything
is
washed,
Jimmy.
Too. He ain't got no 7-year-old's unwashed shirts anymore.
Jimmy would be looking 38. Okay, just give DT 1 week with Jimmy. He would be brand. New. When we come back to our second hour, we're going to get to the most recent episode of the Diddy trial, as well as Watertown. Watertown, Wisconsin had a very, very controversial school board meeting regarding new rules for transgender students. So you want to make sure that you stay tuned. And also, it's Thanksgiving next week, y'all. We got 1 week, and we're going to give you some tips on how you can prepare and what you can anticipate as you prepare to either host or travel to your family for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. We got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.